Now it's my absolute pleasure to introduce to you, our listeners, Mark Gorenko and, I beg your pardon, Michael. And Michael is the marketing manager of the Abbey Museum. Good morning, Michael, and welcome.
Good morning. A little Brian Adams in the morning.
A little bit of Brian. Yes. I hope you were singing along to it.
A little dance.
There you go. Good on you. I'm proud of you. Michael, tell us, firstly, just a little bit about the Abbey for some of the people that are new to our area and don't know or love our Abbey, as most of us do. And then we'll go on to a little bit about what's happening for the school holidays.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I lived in Beechmere for 6 years without even knowing much about the Abbey Museum. Most people know about the Abbey Medieval Festival, yeah. But of course that's been canceled with everything else this year because of the pandemic. And although we have a fantastic collection of medieval artifacts, we're a museum spanning 500,000 years of human history. So it's a fantastic collection it's truly a little gem sitting right here in Caboolture, of all places.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's fantastic.
Michael, just a little bit on that. Whenever we have house guests, we always go to the Abbey because I just adore the church. And to walk around that and hear Edith tell you the stories of just the stained glass windows without anything else. I mean, I've had guests from overseas and they've got their mouths open just looking at it. And look, here it is here in our beautiful district. So we're so proud of it.
That's right. The stained glass is definitely, you know, a bit of the crowning jewel of the entire collection. It's something that gets much of the oohs and ahs. And we're doing stained glass tours on Tuesdays and Thursdays, as we always do.
Good.
And currently we have 2-for-1. We're running a 2-for-1 entry through the end of July.
Oh, good.
So it'd be definitely something to put on the list.
And so that would take me into the museum as well, Michael?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Oh, lovely. That's good to know. And with the weather the way it is, and it's only going to get cooler, we believe, but what a beautiful thing to be able to do, to just rug up and go out there and just stroll around and just be immersed in history, Michael. I think it's fantastic. Lovely.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, especially as we're all coming out of this, you know, pandemic and being, you know, and at home and stuck indoors, it's just the perfect way to kind of reintroduce yourself, get back into a peaceful museum setting and, you know, be inspired, especially with everything that's happening around us. Mm. You know, I kind of walk around sometimes inside the museum and just to be inspired by what we see and be inspired by the past, you know, so we can be better for the future.
Absolutely. And just quickly, tell us what times on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Michael?
Yeah, any time on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
All right.
For the
also, all day?
Tours.
Yeah, we're talking all day.
Yeah, you can come in and, I mean, you can call us ahead of time or you can just come in and Tuesdays and Thursdays we're prepared for stained glass tours.
Okay.
But otherwise, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yep.
Monday through Saturdays are our days that we're open.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's great to know. Now, Michael, I know that you're busy planning things for the school holidays. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so every school holidays we do Kids Dig It. We put on kids activities. And typically this time of year we align with the Abbey Medieval Festival, and so we do a Kids Dig It that's based off of medieval. So it's medieval family fun. These Kids Dig It, they're based off of a different culture, a different theme and culture each time. This one that we have coming up is Kids Dig It Medieval Family Fun. It's obviously been customized to meet all the social distancing guidelines and so forth. There's 10 kids per hour workshop, and we're doing that 3 sessions a day for the next the consecutive 2 weeks, so Monday through Friday, starting next week and the following week.
Mm-hmm.
And activities include, there's an archaeological dig where kids uncover, you know, medieval artifacts, discovering their significance. They work on their own heraldry. They get a guided tour through the museum's collection of medieval artifacts. And there's archery, which is obviously a kid's favorite, where the children learn the use of traditional longbow archery, which is it's super fun. So you can get tickets on Eventbrite. You can just search us Kids Dig It on Eventbrite or visit our website, abbeymuseum.com.au. Mm-hmm. And again, it's Monday through Friday, the next consecutive two weeks.
2 weeks. Michael, you would need to book, wouldn't you?
That's right, because yep. space is so limited, bookings are essential, yeah.
Okay. Now, I did speak of this quickly last week, and with your archery, if parents are a little bit worried about the kids picking up bows and arrows from somebody else, don't panic, because they are all color coordinated, aren't they?
Yeah, they're color coordinated, yeah. and they do have rubber tips on the end.
There so you go. Yeah, no, I don't think they're too much worried about that. But I was just thinking with the, you know, the COVID situation.
That's right.
So don't panic about that. It's all been taken care of. So very
that's
well
right.
done. So great opportunity for the kids to get out there and actually do a dig, because it's amazing what they do find, and also the pleasure in their little faces, Michael, when they actually find something. I mean, it's just,
right.
it's great, isn't it? So
we yeah.
always like to give them something to do. Michael, lovely talking to you today. And I think probably from time to time we'll catch up with you as to what might be going on out there at the Abbey, because it is, as you said, the stained glass window is the jewel in the crown. But I think the Abbey's pretty much in that role as well, the jewel in the crown of our beautiful area.
So, yeah, and there's just so much happening over the next few months.
Yeah.
And
right.
we're looking forward to it. So thanks so much for having us on, Rosemary.
We will talk to you again soon then to make sure we keep up to speed with that. Lovely talking
Sounds
to you
good.
Too, Michael. Thank you. Bye
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go, guys. There's no reason on earth why the little ones can't be or can be bored stupid. Get them out there. And great lot of fun. And I know an ex-neighbour of ours used to take her little person out there, and it's just become something that he must do now. He's got to do the dig and he's got to get into the archery. So it's all good fun.